Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is hour number two back here with your friends on Garden America, your garden buddies, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. Good morning, I'm Brian Main, and for the East Coast people, good afternoon. Happy Saturday, 855-424-9825, 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com to send us your email, questions, comments, whatever's on your mind here on Biz Talk Radio. It is good to be here. This is hour two, and again, open phones, no guests are scheduled this hour, so get online, 855-424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com.
I had a question come across, and maybe John can help me with this one, from a friend of mine who's going to be building a greenhouse. And they want to build a greenhouse, and they asked, would it be better to have a concrete floor in the greenhouse or just have mulch? And I said, well, probably, you know, if you just have a concrete pad available, like maybe, you know,
someplace where you
know, yes, somewhere you can just drop a greenhouse, I would say the concrete would be better.
But you mean the whole floor just being mulch?
Yeah. Or, but I don't think I would invest just for my greenhouse a concrete floor. Just because I kind of felt the concrete floor would keep it able to be cleaned and, you know, disease free, so to speak, and some control over pest. Where with mulch, you're going to have an issue with, you know, just, you know, having some pest. Diseases kind of carry in soil and things like that, that if you had a greenhouse, the whole idea of a greenhouse is controlled environment.
That sounds like high maintenance with mulch on the ground, because you do have to be concerned about all that, right?
Yeah. So what do you think, John? I mean, you know, but would you invest in pouring a concrete floor just for your little backyard greenhouse?
You know, maybe not for just a little one, but if I had my choice and I could do what I wanted, I would put in concrete floor without the sand in the concrete.
Okay.
And that would give you a concrete base that was porous. The water would go right through it. I saw a greenhouse do that in...
That's a great idea.
Oberlin, Ohio.
Just take the sand out.
Yeah, they take the sand out and you get an aggregate. I mean, you water. The water goes straight through. Okay. You can keep it clean. Because what you're saying about keeping it disease and insect free is really important. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a base, you're going to have that problem.
Okay.
You know what? I just went to Facebook, and I don't see our show anymore. So what am I doing wrong?
I don't know. Dude.
it's right there. I'm looking at it right there.
I don't see anything. I don't know what I'm doing. How do you find it when you're on Facebook?
If you keep talking, your daughter's about to text in on something and make a comment. This is always when she makes the comments, when she hears you say something about how you can't do anything.
Now, Brian, I see you have two pictures of the blue poppy posted.
Well, yeah, because I've got to take one of them down because I posted it this morning, then you sent me the cleaned up version when you played with Photoshop earlier. So, yeah, Kathy's getting a lot of attention on our Facebook page with her Himalayan poppy.
Himalayan?
Yeah, we can't grow them down here because of the heat. And you said that she should barely be able to grow it in Northern California, right? That it's difficult?
Yeah, but she lives in a really cool climate, Eureka.
What are they native of? Where do they come from, and where do they thrive?
Well, they're called Himalayan blue poppies.
Because they're from?
The Himalayas.
There you go.
From Himalayans,
Waiting for that one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who wrote the book In Search of the Blue Poppy. I think, was that Frank Kingston Ward?
You're asking us like we read books every day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this goes back to he needs that Garden America Trivial Pursuit game because...
Exactly. You know what, John? That does sound familiar, but I'm not sure. In Search of the Himalayan Poppy.
No, the Blue Poppy. In Search of the Blue Poppy. He was a plant hunter, so that's why I thought you guys might know.
Are these one of these guys that risked their lives to travel
Frank
the world?
Yeah, Frank Kingdon Ward. That's right. In the land of the blue poppy. In the land of the blue poppy, yeah.
You know, people are watching you do
you
all
the
this
first
research.
The first place I saw blue poppies?
Where's that?
Was in Scotland at the plant hunters in Pitlochry. They had a plant hunters museum. And then because a lot of the plant hunters were Scottish. You know, Douglas was one. Right now my mind's going blank, but a lot of them were Scottish. And so they had the museum, and then around the grounds was an arboretum that had all the plants they had collected. And the blue poppies were there. And that was the first time I saw them blooming. And then the second time I saw them was... That was the only time I saw them.
The second time was the first time.
When we got this picture sent to
us. I was going to say the second time I saw them was at the... Alaska Botanical Garden, but I've never been to the Alaska Botanical Garden.
These are places you want to go.
Well, remember we had on Pat Ryan?
Yes.
Who's the director, or not the director, but he handles some programs up at the Alaska Botanical Garden.
Yes.
And he showed me some pictures of the blue poppy, and they're known for their blue poppies. And we've been discussing setting up a tour for next year, and one of the tours we were thinking of was an Alaskan cruise and maybe working with the Alaskan Botanical Garden, which I think is in Anchorage. So we could do that. We're also looking at a possibility of a Holland cruise during tulip season.
Yes, we've got that set up. Or not set up, but we're thinking about it.
But we're thinking about doing that. So if you have any ideas, I've had several people send me emails and say, hey, when's your next tour?
Let us know where you want to go.
Yeah, where do you want to go? I think, and it's possible, if they're short tours, like the Alaskan tour's not that big, we may even do two tours next year.
Well, two tours of duty.
I don't think all three of us would go. If we did the one...
You can't go during May because it's shipping season.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be able to do that. But we could get someone.
I've done the Alaska cruise before.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Time of the year did you go?
That's a good question. I think we went around this time of the year, I'm thinking.
Did you get to see the...
The glaciers? We actually pulled up, far enough away and the boat sat there for like an hour watching these glaciers just fall off into the water. Uh-huh. And it's like thunder.
It's got like Titanic written all over it.
Ba-boom! Ba-boom! We left Seattle, and then we would stop at all these little places. And
if we did the Alaskan tour, we'd have to stop in, what's the gardens in British Columbia?
Victoria Island?
Victoria. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of the gardens?
The Victorian Gardens.
Yeah, my mind just went blank.
British Columbia. They're beautiful.
Yeah. You went there, too?
Vancouver. Yeah, Vancouver's a very, very... beautiful place, a great area of the country up there.
It's surprisingly great weather.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm like, oh, you know,
it does snow.
It's gonna be cold. You know, Vancouver. I'm thinking, oh, you know, it's up there in the north. But it was just absolutely gorgeous and beautiful weather in the summer. And yeah,
Bouchard Gardens. Yeah, Bouchard Gardens.
Right, right. And you know, but beautiful weather, and they have a wonderful climate for growing kind of fun, different stuff as well.
So great for begonias, huh? You know, we don't do well with begonias in San Diego because of the heat that comes and the Santa Ana winds. My first experience, I've probably mentioned this before, my first experience with tuberous begonias in San Diego was I moved from Michigan, where we'd always grow begonias, and came out here to the first place I lived was San Marcos. And we moved out here the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
And the first nursery I went to was Widener's Begonia Gardens.
Yeah.
Where you used to go and dig your own plants.
Dig your own out. Right.
And there, did you ever go there, Brian? The begonia flowers were like...
Is this Evelyn Widener's?
Evelyn's place.
Yeah.
Just gigantic flowers. So we went over, we dug up, I think, about five or six of them, brought them home, planted them in the front of our house, and the next day a Santa Ana came in, which I had never experienced before. Everyone just fried and burned to a crisp.
Melted.
Oh, that's got to be just disappointing.
Yeah, it was really shocking.
All the time and effort to dig them out, bring them home, put them in there.
Did they come back at all or no?
No.
No.
No, that was
because, I mean, they're tuberous, so sometimes they could be, you know, down to the...
They could, but it was just, you know, a hot summer. Yeah. They didn't like it. In Southern California, if you're along the coast, you can grow them, but inland, just forget it.
They're all water in the leaf.
Yeah.
We're going to take our first break of hour number two. Lines are open, several lines. Your chance, if you've had a problem in the past getting through, we guarantee, and I stress guarantee, to get you on right now. That's 855-424-9825, 855-424-9825. Also, John has some more emails. You can chime in there, john@gardenamerica.com. Garden America, Saturday here on Biz Talk Radio. Stay with us.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Buying Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy a Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it...
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle.
Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny.
It is exactly 22 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast. The rest of us, a good Saturday morning. Hope your weekend started off on the right foot. I'm Brian Main, along with John Begnasco. Tiger Palafox here. This is Garden America. Heard every Saturday. We kick things off at 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Eastern Time Zone. Lines are open for your questions, your comments. What's on your mind? At 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. And I believe we have some emails, John.
Yeah, we do have one comment that you just sent me, but I was on Facebook trying to figure out there's got to be a way that when you go to Facebook, is there something you click on?
To watch what we're doing?
Yeah.
why
won't you guys teach me?
Okay, so when you go, do you see the picture? It's a frozen picture, right?
No.
You don't see anything?
I didn't see anything.
No.
I'll have to help him out.
Yeah, you might need to refresh.
I see the pictures you posted.
Right.
But then I also see a picture of... Steve sent us a picture of heliotrope weeks and weeks ago. That's the first thing that pops up.
Oh, you're not seeing you're not seeing everything then, obviously.
Maybe this is part of him not tasting.
Yeah, maybe we'll
everything.
Take your Facebook questions. How about that? At 855-424-9825. Yeah. Everything's working good though. We're up and on Facebook Live right now.
Just someday I've got to learn how to use Facebook.
Well, you shouldn't be watching yourself anyway.
You know how you know when you've arrived, Brian, is when we get emails from listeners, and they all spell your name correctly.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that is something that I battle with even in this building during the week with
imagine.
People I've worked with for years.
You've been here for years, too.
And it's like, you know, in fact, yesterday I sent an email out to one of our vendors, people we work with. First email ever, she responds right back with my name spelled correctly. And I thought, okay, there you go. You know what? You're paying attention. Yeah. And I always look at names. Because I think I responded to somebody, her name was G-E-N-N-I, or like Cindy with an I, or just people that spell it, or Eric with a K.
Yeah.
You just, you know, just take the time to look, because that means a lot to people.
Yeah, and you're Brian with a Y.
With a Y. And
well,
my wife,
it hard on everyone.
My wife is Dana with a Y.
Right. D-A-Y-N-A.
Yeah. So.
That's good have something in common.
Something, yeah.
Anyway, this is... from Lenore in, she's in, I'm trying to think, Canyon Country.
Yes, this is the email that
Canyon Country, California.
I forwarded to both of you. So congratulations.
She said, yesterday I got my Baronia tomato in perfect condition. I really congratulate you on your packaging. Dear John and Tiger, just perfect. Today it goes in the ground. Thank you, guys.
That's nice.
No, I didn't pack that.
That's
one.
Not yours?
No,
that's
no,
not
I did.
You, yeah. can tell.
I know I packed it.
But John says you're getting better at it.
I am. He gives me all the easy ones, which is nice.
Yeah.
Well, he's really very good at it.
You gotta take your. If you're good at arts and crafts, you'd be good at this.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, the packaging that you guys have in place for these is just awesome. To be able to ship these plants anywhere in the country, and they're gonna arrive in amazing condition, and it's a good size plant. Like we have. Sometimes problems packaging these plants because they're such a good size that it's like we would have to put it in a huge box.
Right.
But we get them fit into these nice, secure, you know, pots that are going to make sure they arrive without broken bracts or anything.
Yeah, because we know the mail service sometimes, they're not always gentle on the packages, you know.
That's the truth.
We have a customer in Poland, Ohio. What's his name? I guess I don't need to mention his name over the air. His name is Pat, though, his first name. And he called to check on where his plants were. This is the week that we sent them out. I sent him the tracking numbers, and I said, they're on their way. You should get them today. And I said, we sent you some nice-sized plants. And he said, that's why I order from you guys every year, because they're always the largest plants I can buy. And they're double the size that we normally send. So, he always orders the last week. They're all big by then, so we have to double box just to get them out.
So they're a little more established is what he likes, right?
Yeah,
but he doesn't know that we normally ship.
Okay.
Like 99% of the plants we ship are half of what he gets. But he gets the same thing every year.
And he's so impressed.
Yeah. Got an email here from our friend Jimmy in Oceanside.
Jimmy in Oceanside.
And he says, hi, John, I missed the first mention of the blue poppy. So I guess
that
when we
got his attention.
First started talking about it. But he said, for your information, Annie's Annuals was selling 4-inch plants for $10.95 a few weeks ago. And he goes, but I restrained myself and didn't bite.
Right,
because Jimmy knows. Yeah. It's just
not going to work here.
Not going to work.
But see, that's...
I'm surprised it worked for Annie's.
Well, you know, San Francisco temperatures.
They get cold.
But that's cold.
What
that's
was that?
Perfect.
Was it a Mark Twain quote about the coldest? What is
no,
it?
No, the coldest winter that he ever went through was one summer in San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah. You know what though? See, for $10, I'm one of those people that would roll the dice. You would tell me it's not going to grow. I would buy it and try to grow it anyway.
Keep it like in a refrigerated.
I would
area
do something,
patio.
You know.
Well, my wife wanted, and I got it for Mother's Day. She wanted a strawberry ice hydrangea. She saw a picture of it on the internet. She said, "This is the most beautiful." She likes hydrangeas anyway.
Yeah.
So this is the most beautiful hydrangea I've ever seen. And I said, "Well, the hydrangeas we grow are hydrangea macrophylla, the mop heads."
That's what I have at home, I think.
And this was hydrangea paniculata.
Like one of the oak leaf ones kind of a thing?
Kind of, but it's the ones that have the pyramid-shaped flowers.
Oh, okay.
Paniculata grandiflora. They call them PG hydrangeas. And they grow in full sun back in the Midwest and in colder climates, and they just don't do well out here. But she insisted that that's what she wanted, so I got her one for Mother's Day, and I ordered it from White Flower Farm. And it arrived yesterday. So,
how was their packaging?
She opened it, and so I don't know. But the plant looks nice.
And where is this plant going to end up?
I'm going to cut down a birch tree and put it where the birch tree was.
Oh, my gosh. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
How big's the birch tree?
25, 30 feet.
But see, he has sons now that cut down
trees.
Wait
a second, though. But so this is something that you're not even sure is going to grow.
Yeah, right. He's going to cut down
And you're
going to
cut down an established birch tree.
Well, the birch tree's dead.
Oh, well then.
So there's no, I don't really care.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I thought, what are you going to cut a tree down for?
I think maybe I'll give the birch tree logs to my neighbor who has a fireplace and he can.
Now, is there such a thing in your backyard as the coldest area? Where there's a lot of shade, would that make any difference or not?
Well, I have shady areas, but they're not cold.
Not, yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, I don't have. I have two lilacs in the front of the house, which is the coldest area in my yard.
Are they the Descanso lilac, or are they the actual East Coast lilac?
No, they're Descanso.
Okay.
But they're two really rare varieties that I've never seen offered anywhere.
But, it is break time, and I failed to mention, and I've got to mention this hour, too, that this hour is brought to us by our good friends at Bayer Advanced. Get more from the Blue Bottle. We are approaching 30 minutes after the hour. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. Call us, and we'll get you on the air, or email us for that matter.
You want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bayer Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is Garden America. Thank you so much for joining us and supporting us all these years. We are back. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. A few pictures that we've posted this morning and, of course, our live Facebook feed. You can see what's happening. Call us at 855-424-9825 with your questions and comments. That is toll-free, by the way, 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com.
You know, I don't know if I ever noticed this before, but you were just playing Conquistador by Procol Harum.
Yes, sir.
And I'm pretty sure that when it started out, he said Conquistador.
Probably. Isn't that one of those potato-potato things? Conquistador.
Well, I was thinking, well,
Conquistador.
Conquistador would be the Spanish pronunciation.
I think he did say Conquistador. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, but Procol Harum's what, English? Are they English?
Yes.
So I think that's where it came. They also sang a song that there's a rose named after. Can you guess?
Yes,
the name of that rose.
And I think that song is based on a Brahms melody, if I'm not mistaken. And it is it's a slow song, A Whiter Shade of Pale.
Right. That's the name of the rose.
Yeah, Whiter Shade
Whiter
of Pale.
Whiter Shade of Pale.
Wow. Sometimes, yeah. I don't know where this information comes from.
My head explodes every time I come in here.
Yeah.
The only problem with coming out with a Garden America edition of Trivial Pursuit was I don't think we'd sell many.
well, only you two would be able to go back and forth and answer any of these things.
Yeah, that's funny.
My wife always tells me that I know more facts that nobody cares about than anyone she knows.
Useless information.
And that's why Trivial Pursuit would be perfect for you.
Right.
That's right.
We played all
it's
for. Remember years ago, it was you, me, Bruce, and Sharon.
Eric and his wife.
No, this is way before that. It was just the four of us. And we were playing Trivial Pursuit, and I missed a really easy hockey question, and I was just like, oh. And then you looked at me like, I can't believe you missed that.
So with disappointment in his
eyes.
Yeah,
it was really just, I think, because I
get that look.
We're on the same team.
I'm not used to losing Trivial
Pursuit. No, I don't like to lose either, no. But you know what's amazing? My son and his wife, so they're 24, 25 years old. The information that they know that happened way before their time, mm-hmm. they're answering questions. I'm like, how do you know this? And they look at me like, why shouldn't we know this? I said, well, I don't know how far back you go in pop culture.
Yeah,
I played Trivial Pursuit with some colleagues on a buying trip out to Atlanta one time. And we picked teams, and I think we drew from a hat. And I got stuck with this girl who... Very nice girl, but just really
not really up on things.
She didn't know trivial things. Let's be kind and put it that way. I mean, she knew absolutely nothing. But I'll tell you, when it came to sports, and there was a boxing question, which I knew nothing, Man, she knew every boxer.
That's like, awesome.
The first time she got one of those, I was just shocked.
Like, whoa!
I mean, she got the pie for sports, and we won just because of her. I mean,
wow, how about that?
Because I never would have got those questions.
So what kind of email questions do we have, speaking of Trivial Pursuit here?
I forgot we're still doing a radio show.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
You know, this is from Eileen in El Granada, and she says, "Hi, John, just wanted to let you know that I also don't see the live feed on Facebook. I must be having the same problem as you." Well, probably not the same problem.
No, we fixed John's problem.
Right. But what you have to do is go to... if you go to your Facebook, what's it called? Tiger Posts on the left?
Yeah, or on the Garden America news feed.
Garden America news feed, okay.
Yeah,
so you have to go to the Garden America radio show and then just click on news feed?
Yep, and then it'll be all the posts. And there's a few pictures of flowers because Brian's been working on some of those.
Right.
But keep scrolling down, and then there'll be a link to the watch live video.
Live feed.
Yeah.
So it's posts that you click on, not videos, right?
No, don't click on the videos because it won't be there.
It's not there. Okay, so click on posts. So hopefully, Eileen, that'll help you find us.
So that was our first question that we answered via email that was not a gardening question. So very good. we can go in a lot of directions.
Yeah.
And then, this one's funny. This is also from Steve in Simi Valley. Hello, John. I'm not a scrapbook member either. So I'm with you. Sounds tricky, Steve.
Sounds tricky.
I like Steve. Steve's a blast.
He's not a scrapbook member either.
He's been following this show and been a listener for over a dozen years, right? At least.
Were you with us when the first time we met, Steve?
No.
I think I think the first time I met Steve, as I recall, was at Otto and Sons Nursery in Moorpark.
Right.
And we did a little tour there. We had a bus and went up to Moorpark, and Otto and Sons is famous for their roses, right? Thousands and thousands of roses. So everybody's excited. We're going to look at these roses. There was a extremely strong Santa Ana, and the temperature was probably about 105.
Oh, my gosh. In that area where you were.
Prior to that, it had been beautiful weather. We'd never had any hot weather during the year. We got there, and there wasn't a single bloom. Thousands of roses and every petal fried to a crisp. It was like rose potpourri. Everybody was really pleasant, but I was pretty disappointed.
Well, yeah. And especially in that heat. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and you know, growing grounds are designed to just be, you know, hot. And so, yeah, when it's already hot and then you're out there in the heat.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing. We used to take a lot of those. We haven't done those for a while.
Bus tours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do well on buses, though. Remember?
Yeah, you don't.
I did okay in Europe, though.
Right.
Where I said I'd like to sit toward the front. Or the very back. No, I don't get sick. I just get this, and I'm not claustrophobic to speak of. Just being in an area with a bunch of people, knowing that you're going to be on that bus for a couple of hours, you don't have the ability to stop, pull over when you want to.
Yeah, it's nothing you want to do.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So.
If you can avoid it, you do.
But I think over in Europe it was different because of just, you know, you're in a different country and you're in Europe and there's so much to look at and see.
It's all new.
It's all new, yeah.
Taking a bus up the 5 like taking a bus through Florence.
Yeah, very well put. Exactly.
It was interesting to look at the landscapes as you were on those, you know, like especially when you're in Italy going through the province of Lombardy and looking at Lombardy poplars, you know, where they first came from. In Italian Cyprus, you know, everywhere because they're in Italy.
And you know what? That was a long bus drive when we left Italy and drove to Nice. That was almost a day to get there. And that's when we stopped at those gardens, which I believe, I'm not
Did
sure.
Did we go all the way to Nice from Italy?
Yes. And
no,
we
stayed in Mentone, where the lemons were, the Mentone lemons, right over the border.
Did we?
Yeah.
Is it because we visited these gardens that went
right
down
from Lake Como to
Mentone? Maybe so. Because I remember the gardens. We can never remember the name.
I think the long drive was from Nice, which is on the coast, all the way up to Provence. right?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yes,
we went to the Pope's winery.
But we went with those gardens that we can't recall the name. Remember, they went right down to the Mediterranean,
right?
And a lot of people didn't want to take the walk down there and then walk all the way back. And I guess there was a restaurant.
I think it was Le Jardin something.
Le Jardin something. But you know what's interesting? Going in on the bus, crossing the border into France, they just waved us through. No big deal.
Yeah.
So you look on the other side, though, going from France into Italy, they had these guys dressed up. You know, they had submachine guns.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it was no nonsense trying
different.
To get into Italy. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. That's interesting.
By the way,
that's kind of like how maybe not so much with us in Mexico.
You know,
it's much more difficult to get from Mexico to here than
right,
it is
exactly.
to go vice versa.
You know, it's interesting. The other day, Dana was watching an old Elton John video from the 80s, mm-hmm. and she stopped it and had to go back. She goes, I know where that is. I know where that is. Hold on here. And we looked, and it was right down that street where we stayed in Nice, right on the water there, in that hotel.
Right.
That boulevard.
Right, yeah.
It's like, wow, So it's interesting when you've been someplace, you come back or you watch something on TV, and you know exactly where it is.
Exactly.
Okay, one more segment. Come on, gang, let's get on board. You got questions, comments, 855-424-9825. Or you can continue to send emails to us, john@gardenamerica.com. Thank you for tuning in. Follow us on Facebook, Garden America, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main. Biz Talk Radio stepping aside, coming right back after this. Don't
Attention
go away.
Hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more?
And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 52 minutes after the hour, 8 minutes from the top, with news coming up top of the hour. Many of these BizTalk radio networks, our final segment, and we're open for business at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com, BizTalk Radio. Hope you've had a good morning so far. Thank you for joining us. In our waiting moments here, just a very few minutes until we call it quits until next week, John.
Hey, and, you know, before we go off, I want to ask anybody who was watching on Facebook Live, if they're still watching, just write us a comment on how the audio came across this.
The audio today. From the people we talked to on the other end of the phone?
Yeah, just everything. How our voices are coming across, how the interviewer, you know, callers, those kind of things are coming across.
Yeah, because we set this up ourselves.
Yeah, and we're working, you know, we're still working.
We're perfecting it. Exactly. In the process of perfecting it.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, for and those of you watching, let us know.
Probably wondering how we get the various different shots. You'd think we'd have three camera people in here.
We have a whole studio operating.
Whole staff.
A whole staff.
Correct.
You don't even know what's behind the camera.
Exactly. You think you're getting a sneak peek, but that onion can peel back many more layers.
I'm amazed because every time I go to Facebook, there's just something different there. I have no idea where I am.
You know what? Facebook is like looking through a kaleidoscope.
It's like electricity. I told you, I just don't understand electricity.
It's magic.
Facebook's the same thing. You know, during the break, if you were on Facebook, you might have heard Tiger and I discussing plant hunting.
Right.
Because we had talked a little bit about plant hunters earlier, and Tiger was questioning whether or not there were still areas of the world where you might be able to find new plants that hadn't been discovered. And we were, and you know, I think there's thousands, tens of thousands of plants that haven't been discovered yet. But we were bringing up the situation of the Wollemi pine, which are huge conifer trees that were only known from fossil records until 1994 when it was discovered in Australia.
Yeah, still alive.
Like this little grove of them that, and I mean, they're huge trees, you know, not quite as big as redwoods, but on the same scale. And so here you got this giant tree. It would be like if somebody, you know, discovered a new bear or a new elephant or something, you know, that huge.
Or a woolly mammoth someplace that was still
alive. Just something that had never been seen before, yeah.
You know, the same thing can be said about, you know, you mentioned animals and plants. There was a prehistoric fish they thought was extinct, the coelacanth.
Right.
That they discovered in 1934, somebody pulled it up.
Pulled it up and was serving it for dinner.
But, I mean, so, yeah, there. And, you know, we know more about space than we do our oceans. Speaking of not knowing a lot of information, it's just incredible. So, yeah, there's, I'm sure, a lot of places where just untapped territory.
Yeah, I don't think we know that much about space either.
No, but, I mean, compared to the ocean, we don't know a whole lot about, you know, what's the deepest part of the ocean, the Marianas Trench?
Marianas Trench, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's amazing what's down there and what we have yet to discover. So, yeah, I'm in line with that kind of thinking. And I would imagine, for the most part, the forest in Brazil, the Amazon rainforest.
Rainforest, there's plenty of plants down there.
Right.
You know, one of the, I think we talked a little about this a few years ago, but the CITES treaty, which governs the trade of critically endangered species, was probably the worst thing to ever happen for plant preservation, because the whole treaty was written to preserve animal species. And the last week before it was ratified, somebody said, well, let's throw plants in there too.
Uh-huh.
And so they'll have areas of construction in, say, Brazil, where they might be bulldozing to put in a road. And there's endangered orchids or rare, really rare plants there. And the treaty doesn't allow you to save them. You can bulldoze them, but you can't collect
preserve
them.
You can't collect
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just ridiculous.
And you can't take them out to somewhere that wants to
right.
preserve and collect them, because
right.
that also prevents you, right?
Right. And the,
yeah.
You know, and plants can be propagated, unlike animals, mm-hmm. where you have to, you know, breed them, and it's a little trickier.
Exactly.
Plants you can, you know, preserve through cuttings or
right.
tissue culture, and a lot of these things could be saved if it
oh.
wasn't for. So sometimes, you know, trying to do something good, we end up doing something bad.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, I mean, you know, all it does is take a little bit of effort on our part, and we can take a plant out of off the endangered list pretty
right.
easy. A bit,
right.
a bit of propagation, a bit of effort, and boom, next thing you know, there's 2,000 of them.
Right.
Kind of.
Well, like the Wollemi pine we were talking about, you know, seeds have been collected, and it was a few years ago, National Geographic was even selling it as a houseplant.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, wow. What is it, Neodipsis dicarii, the triangle palm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar
Neodipsis
with that.
Neodipsis dicaria?
Yeah, dicarii. It's called a triangle palm because after the trunk, the leaves are shaped in a triangular pattern. And I have a book called Palms of the World, Volume 1 and Volume 2. And reading, I think that was written in the 60s or 70s, I forget which. But reading about Neodipsis dicarii, it says one of the world's rarest palm. Only three species are known in the United States, and they were in Hawaii, and it showed a picture of them. And you can go buy those at Home Depot
oh, yeah.
now.
Oh, yeah, now you can find them everywhere, right? And
right.
they're really cool.
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
they bounce back quickly.
Well, they just people start propagating
yeah, exactly,
them from
yeah.
seed. The other thing that was a palm that was discovered recently was the Wadieria, the foxtail palm, was discovered in Australia. And now, again, you can buy those at Home Depot. One of the most beautiful palms out there.
I love palms.
I do, too.
My weakness. I really love palm trees. A lot.
Really?
A lot.
Well, I like palms like the foxtail, the triangle, or the fishtail palm. They're kind of unique, you know,
right.
and they look cool. But just the standard queen palm, I'm not a big fan of.
Hey, thank you so much. Another successful weekend. Hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed watching us on Facebook. We're going to continue to work on that. For the entire crew, I want to thank everybody at BizTalk Radio, all the guys keeping us on the air. Brandon and his crew, and Jeremiah, so on and so forth. Thank you so much. Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, your weekend. Have a safe week. We're back again next week here at Garden America. Until then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.